It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
Our story this week begins aboard the ship of that diabolical evil mastermind, Dr. Steve, and his sock-shaped assistant, Fidget. We find them both in the ship's TV lounge, watching TV.
Join us next week for another A&E biography. Coming up next, stay tuned for Extreme Poker Makeover. We take...
Oh, that was a good one, Fidget. That P.T. Barnum sure was crafty when it came to getting people to part with their hard-earned dollar.
Yeah, but ew.
Yes, some of his exhibits were very freakish.
Yeah, but that mermaid was ew.
You're right. That Fiji mermaid was pretty amazing. Too bad it was lost in that fire when Barnum's museum burnt down. Fidget, that's it! Imagine how valuable that Fiji mermaid would be if it really wasn't lost in the fire and turned up in our time period. Well, of course it was a hoax, but it would still fetch a pretty penny on eBay. Set a course for 1842. The place? P.T. Barnum's American Museum in New York City.
Ha 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 ha. Dr. Steve is plotting to steal P.T. Barnum's classic sideshow attraction, the Fiji mermaid. If anyone will be able to stop him, it'll be our hero, Dr. Floyd, who is currently racing through the time and space stream with his protege, Dr. Grant, their faithful robot companion, Chips, and Dr. Floyd's mother's Pomeranian puppy, Mr. Beardy Chins.
So how'd you sleep, Dr. Grant?
Probably about the same as you, Dr. Floyd.
I can't believe he barked all night long.
I know, he barked every time there was the slightest creaking noise in the ship.
Heavens to Betsy, Dr. Grant, what are we gonna do?
Well, he's sleeping right now. We could try to get some sleep ourselves.
You're right, we probably should. I just hope... Oh, great. Hello.
Floyd, is that you?
Yes, it's me, Mom. How's your vacation?
Oh, it's wonderful. We're going to Disney World tomorrow.
Oh, that's great. Say, Mom, look, Mr. Beardy Chins is such a handful. Is there any way we could bring him to you?
What's that now?
I said, is there any way we could bring Mr. Beardy Chins to you? It's really hard watching him, and we're trying to chase Dr. Steve.
Oh,
and...
I'm sorry, honey. My cell phone is breaking up. I have to go. I hope Mr. Beardy Chins isn't too much trouble. All right, I'll see you soon, honey. Bye.
Goodbye. Oh, great. Dr. Steve has made a time jump.
Chips, set a course to follow him.
Oh, boy. There he goes again.
As our hero set a course to follow Dr. Steve, let's now go to the year 1842, where we meet the world's most brilliant self-promoter, P.T. Barnum, who we find opening the door of his American Museum in New York City.
Ah, another day, another dollar.
Hey, mister, I want to see a mermaid.
And well, you should, my young friend. Mystic wonders of nature like the Mermaid of Fiji don't come along every day.
So, where is it?
Oh, it's right in the main exhibit hall here, but that'll be 50 cents if you care to partake and the wondrous sights contained therein.
50 cents? That's a whole week's allowance.
So it may be, my friend, but how often do wonders like a real live mermaid come along?
I guess you're right. Here's 50 cents.
Whoever says that youth lets opportunity pass them by has not met you.
Whatever.
Right this way to the wonders of the Mermaid of Fiji.
Morning, P.T.
Morning, Levi. I want record attendance today. Go take these flyers of the mermaid and hang them up all over town.
But this ain't a picture of a real mermaid, P.T. This is a picture of a beautiful Goyle mermaid. Our mermaid isn't, well, as beautiful as this one.
That's called creative license, Levi. Don't you worry about that. Just go hang them up and start spreading the word about the mermaid. And while you're out, mail these letters to the editor of the New York Sun.
What are these?
Oh, just letters telling the Sun's editor how wondrous the Mermaid of Fiji is.
But they are all in your handwriting.
Yes, hopefully the editor won't notice. I'll do whatever it takes to be known as the Great P.T.
The Great P.T.?
Yes, the Great P.T. Barnum. Now run along, Levi. Those flyers won't hang themselves.
Right, boss.
Now let's see. How can I...
Hey, mister!
Why, hello again, my young friend.
That ain't no real mermaid in there.
Oh, what's that you say? Not a real mermaid. Preposterous!
It's just the body of a monkey sewed onto the tail of a fish. It's wicked ugly.
Well, there's no accounting for taste.
I want my 50 cents back.
Well, the sign right here says no refunds.
You don't give me my 50 cents back, and I'm gonna tell everyone how much of a sham this is.
Well, no need to get rash. Here's your 50 cents, and while you're at it, here's another 50 cents for all your trouble.
Whoa! Thanks, mister.
And how'd you like 50 cents more?
Really?
Sure. All you have to do is tell everyone you meet that they just need to come down to P.T. Barnum's American Museum to see the amazing real mermaid.
You got it.
Oh, thank heaven for impressionable youth.
As P.T. Barnum celebrates his latest victory in bilking people into buying his product, let's turn our attention to a dark alley a block down from the American Museum where an ominous black time and spaceship is landing behind a dumpster. The ramp lowers and out steps the nefarious Dr. Steve and his sock-shaped assistant, Fidget.
Ah, New York, 1842. P.T. Barnum's American Museum is just a block away, and the Fiji mermaid is almost in our hands.
Ew, what about banana?
No, you don't have to carry the mermaid.
Ew.
It freaks you out. I know. I'll take care of it. You just be ready to follow my plans, and soon the Fiji mermaid will be ours. When it appears on eBay in the future, we'll be rich. Ha 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 ha.
Ew.
Dr. Steve is on the verge of pilfering P.T. Barnum's infamous Fiji Mermaid. Dr. Floyd and the gang have yet to arrive in 1842. Will Dr. Steve make off with the Fiji Mermaid? Will Dr. Floyd be able to stop him? Will P.T. Barnum swindle any of our characters out of their money? Find out next week on the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd!